On to graze their livestock. Different families are tried to use the same area, and so they are being to fight with each other. Some families are trying to move onto their neighbors' grazing areas and to push their neighbors back into smaller grazing areas. What is the answer to this one that I read to you about? Well, the only answer to this grazing problem is to terminate each family's customary used area and to fix a line around the area so that each family can be protected in its use of its own grazing area. And young people, as they grow up, must find other ways than livestock raising to support their families. As the tribe gets industries on the reservation, like the big new sawmill at the Navajo Fairchild at Shiprock, and fortifants and the mines and mill north of Church Rock, where more of the young people will move off the range as they grow up. Move of the range and into towns and on the reservation where they can find jobs in factories, mines, and mills, and stores, and general office. As the daughter and the family grew up and started their own families, they had to move some distance away from their parents in order to have their own areas to graze their livestock. And the same thing happened again as the daughter grows up and started families of their own. The land was filled up. Well, I just talked about that land business, and now this here I'm going to talk about is to run around between BIA and BLM and Navajo tribe. For many years, the Navajos in the off reservations have had to deal with BLM, BIA, and the Navajo tribe on grazing problems. And many people many Navajos livestock operates have had a hard time getting answers to their questions on where they had the right to graze their livestock. Many would Bring your questions to BIE at the Crown Point. And the BIE would send them to BLM at Farmington. BLM would send them back to BIE at the Crown Point or to the travel office at Wunderup. And the travel office at Wunderup would tell them to go back to BLM at Farmington or to BIE at Crown Point. In 1963, travel officers at Wunderup and a man named Annette Tatasi, director of the resource divisions, and Ed Plummer, director of Land Investigations Department, and Henry Tallman, chairman of the research committee, and the BIE superintendent and his staff at the Crown Point, and the BLM district manager and his staff at the Farmington started to work together to bring better order into grazing administration in the off-reservation area. The district land boards were brought into this effort at an early date. A plan was finally worked out under which BLM would work under only with the Navajos in the northern part of the eastern Navajo regions, where the grazing lands are mostly individual Navajo trust allotments and BLM public domain lands, and BIA and the Navajo tribe would administer all other grazing lands. The Navajo people were using U.S. purchase and the tribal trusted lands, resettlement lands, and U.S. Government executive order withdrawal lands. Under this plan, such Navajo family customer use area on these lands was to be to terminate and permit for the use of this land was to be issued to the family in each instance. The work of other district land boards. The tribal council has the has been very generous in approving funds to purchase federal lands, Navajos in the off reservations area have been using, so that the use of this land can be secured for all time for the Navajo people. The BIA, which must approve the tribal plant on these lands. Uh, and determining each family's customary use area of this part of this plant. Well, over a year ago, the Travel Research Committee authorized the district land boards to terminate the customary use area in the off reservation areas. The travel committee travel committees use it $20,000 to pay the land board members to do this job. Since that time, the land boards have worked very hard talking with livestock operators and each of 18 grazing committees. They work in the field and took information from each livestock operator on where his use area was, and they talk with his neighbors on all sides, and slowly they have defined the use areas. Individual operators who individual use areas should be larger than the land board member had decided were given a chance first to appeal to the district land forum. He can sign the form with his thumbprint or with two people witnessing his thumbprint signature. Land boards and then if they work still dissatisfied to all land throughout three land board meeting jointly, most of the livestock operators have accept the discussions of the land board, and they're happy to know their customary use areas have finally been determined. Many have done ahead with fencing their use areas so that their livestock will not trespass on their neighbor grazing areas. They will receive permits on these areas, and they have these permits, they can apply for HCP assistance to their improvements on their range, stock water, brush removal, and reseeding. Only a small number of operators, most of them whom have been trespassing on their neighbor's use areas for a long, long time and protesting the discussion of the land board. They are trying to undo all the work the land boards have done and to return all of the people to the kind of situation showing